isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but sure like to ball and harbor a passion for the music popular back when my parents first saw Don't Knock the Rock at the Matinee. Around 1959, 3C273 was detected, but not until 1964 would it be better understood and given a classification, quasar. Quasars are considered one of the most luminous and energetic objects in the universe. Astronomers believe 3C273 to be the very first quasar recorded, but we know better. For we know that on September 14, 1955, the very first quasar was recorded in a makeshift studio at the back of an appliance store in New Orleans. It was there that Richard Wayne Penniman unleashed Little Richard on the universe and Tutti Frutti into the infinite. On May 9th, 2020, the self-proclaimed quasar of rock and roll fell quiet, leaving a deafening silence in rock and rhythm. On this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review, we honor Little Richard. To learn more about the man, focus your eyes on Chris White's definitive biography, The Life and Times of Little Richard, the Quasar of Rock and Roll, and allow me to focus your ears on his music as we spotlight the overlooked early cuts and height of fame B-sides of the innovator, the originator, the emancipator, the architect of rock and roll, Little Richard.
See, people don't realize that. I was on RCA Victor before Elvis Presley. It was called Camden at the time. They put the black artists on Camden, and I was over there in 1951.
It's often ignored that Richard's debut shellac predates most first-wave rock and rollers. Tutti Frutti was Little Richard's coming out. His debut, however, began way back in 1951, where Richard cut four singles worth of material for RCA, a few years ahead of Elvis. Richard was not on the 88s, and his odd vocals only hint at the voice he'd soon unleash. Get Rich Quick.
Gonna get rich quick. This is my lucky day. So stick around, baby, and everything will be okay.
By 1952, RCA hightailed on Richard, and whilst his RCA material was unadventurous, Richard grew a little more adventurous the following year, signing with gangster Don Robey's Peacock label and heading down to Houston as lead of the vocal group, the Tempo Toppers. Backed by the Deuces of Rhythm, Richard is yet again not a piano, but his voice is beginning its accretion. Fool at the Wheel.
To lose, don't even slow up for the children gone to school.
Watch out, there's a great big fool of the wheel.
Yes, at the wheel.
Because he's driving a brand new automobile.
Yes, automobile.
Well, he's slipping and a sliding all over the road. Because he's driving a brand new Ford.
Watch out, there's a great big fool of the wheel.
Yes, at the wheel.
Because he's a brand new automobile.
Yes, automobile.
A brand new automobile.
Yes, automobile.
Because he's driving a brand new automobile.
Yes, he's a great big fool, that's all.
Richard would cut more Peacock sessions solo, backed by Johnny Otis's band, but it would be a few more years before Richard's big bang with Tutti Frutti for Specialty. It's well known that Dorothy LeBoistre helped clean up Tutti Frutti's original lyrics, but also offered a song of her own, which graced the B-side, and typifies Richard's less celebrated Ligier material. Later overdubbed with female backup vocals and released on LP, the original mix was still best. I'm Just a Lonely Guy.
I'm all alone, alone in this world. I'm all alone, and I lost my only girl. I'm all alone. Yes, I need someone to love. I'm all alone, alone in this world. What's the matter? Lonely guy in this town. Oh yes, a lonely guy in this town. If my baby can be found, I'm going to the river, jump overboard and drown. I'm just a lonely, oh lonely, lonely guy. Oh,
1956, Richard's second specialty single featured a well-traveled B-side, using an idiom that dates to at least a 1950 Gene Phillips tune, and adapted from an Al Collins tune, I Got the Blues for You, then adapted by Eddie Bowe into I'm Wise, and then further adapted by Richard into Slippin' and Slidin'. As 56 continued, everyone was covering Little Richard, including Elvis, and it was the B-side for Richard's third specialty single that Elvis sang in front of 60 million viewers for his first appearance on Sullivan. But even Elvis, who was no slouch in the Moxie department, could not rival a Quasar, Reddy Teddy.
Do you think you might have gone further in music if you'd been what?
Oh, if I was been white, Elvis would have never been.
Ready, set, go, man, go. She's my rock and roll, baby. She's the apple of my eye. I'm ready to rock and roll. And all the flat top cats and all the dungaree dogs. I headed for the gym to the sock hop ball. The joints really jumping, the cats are going wild. The music really set my listen to the song called Ball. The drums really jumping, the cats are going wild. The music really seems my deed, the crazy style. I'm ready, very red till I'm ready. Rock and roll, gonna kick off my shoes, roll up my faded jeans. Got my rock and roll, baby, pull on the steam. I shuffle to the left, I shuffle to the right. Gonna rock and roll till the hell of the night. I'm ready, ready, ready till I'm ready. Ready, ready till I'm ready. Ready, ready till I'm ready, ready, ready to rock and roll.
Although recorded in 56, Richard's I Got It was released in 59. Prior to its release, but after its recording, Richard rewrote it for a 56 B-side that had the honor of being featured in the foremost 50s rocksploitation film, The Girl Can't Help It. She's Got It.
There's a sweet little girl that lives down the street. Some people think she's square, but I say she's sweet. You can see her every day scrolling up and down the way, looking so pretty, and this is what I say. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. Baby, blue eyes, long black hair, pimple cheeks, and she's no square. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. Ruby lips, shapely hips. When she walked down the streets, all the cats flip. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. Love to sing, hot rod queen. She's real gone in everything. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. She's real gone in everything. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. When the music's hot, loves to bop, she dance to the jukebox pop. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. Yeah, she's got it. Oh, oh, she's got it. Oh,
while Richard also cut the titular song to the film The Girl Can't Help It, the B-side to that single would ultimately find its way to film some 30 years later in the 80s sci-fi adventure Explorers, All Around the World.
I had out a song called All Around the World, Rock and Roll is All They Play. How many of you remember that? All around the world, rock and roll is all they play. You remember that?
All around the world, rock and roll is all they play. All around the world, rock and roll is on it, play. You can hear those jukebox jumping all night and all through the day. All the flat top cats with the rock and roll queens, just a rocking and a rolling in their red and blue jeans. All around the world, rock and roll is here to stay. And hear those jukebox jumping all night and all through the day. Ain't never no time for romance, they only wanna dance. The people are hollering to hit the floor. Go, cat, go. All around the world, rock and roll is here to stay. You can hear those jukebox jumping all night and all through the day. Woo!
to the bar, the Texas hop, shim, sham, shimmy, and they never, never stop. All around the world, rock and roll is here to stay. You can hear those jukebox jumping all night and all through the day. Never no time for romance, they only wanna dance. The people are hollering to hit the floor, go cat go. All around the world, rock and roll is here to stay. You can hear those jukebox jumping all night and all through the day.
Of the 37 tracks that constitute Richard's first three LPs, two tracks were absent from a single, at least until 1983, you know, when 45s were all the rage. Although, released decades later, it featured some of his earliest cuts. The A-side, Chicken Little Baby, was a 55 demo later overdubbed in 59 with drums and female backup vocals. The B-side was this 1956 tune, Oh Why.
Dreamed I was arrested, charged with a crime. You've got to plead innocent, cause darling, you're not mine. Oh, why should it happen to me? Well, I'm crying, mercy, have mercy on me. The policeman said maybe, the judge, he can't agree. The jury keep on guessing, but the DA says it me. Oh, why should it happen to me? Well, I'm crying mercy, have mercy on me. The lawyer said plead guilty and tried to cop a plea. But why should I plead guilty when you don't belong to me? Oh, why should it happen to me? Well, I'm crying, have mercy on me. The judge, he can't agree. The jury keep on guessing, but the DA says it's me. Oh, why should it happen to me? Well, I'm crying mercy, have mercy on me.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks, and may you shine on into the infinite, Little Richard, you crazy quasar. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com and visit jetmasters2tsandjet.com to learn more about the review.
Chuck Berry was playing blues. You know, because blues was there. You know, dun, 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 dun. That's every blues singer in the country was doing that. And I got tired of and William Mayburn and Percy Mayfield, you know, Please Send Me Someone to Love, Jimmy Liggins, the Honey Dripper, Roy Milton, and all those people, you know. And then here I came out of left field with the high pumpy dough and with all this makeup on, and it was really something. I created rock and roll. Didn't even know what I was doing.
In 1955, Richard cut a cover version of Kansas City, but it was shelved until 1959, featuring the notable Hey refrain. It was the version the Beatles covered in 64. After Casey was cut, Richard fashioned the Hey refrain into a discrete song, which was released in 1958, prior to Kansas City, though it was recorded after Kansas City. So when Kansas City was eventually released, it gave the illusion it was a medley of a cover and an original. Furthermore, Richard's KC credited Lieber and Stoller, yet the lyrics were completely his. So when Richard's management objected to the Beatles' publishers, he was added along with Lieber and Stoller to the writer's credit on their hit cover. Now that's pulling a fast one. Hey, 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 hey.
Hey, hey.